Clip 18, how do younger generations learn? For you as a trainer, it is particularly important to be seen by the younger generation as a coach or advisor. You can build trust through honest and respectful communication, score points through natural authority, challenge your trainees and promote their personal growth, convey the underlining meaning of the teaching material, give trainees enough freedom, such as allowing them to set their own priorities and choose meaningful tasks and offer clear feedback on their performance. The concepts of swapping and sharing are nothing new for the younger generations. They already live with them. Every social network is based on the principles of give and take. This makes the generation ideal for group work and the new methods of shared learning and knowledge transfer. Understand that in today's digital world, generations Y and Z don't need to know everything. Instead, it's more important to know where and how to find information and which sources are trustworthy. Further education from the living room sofa, this is the uncomplicated knowledge they love. The market for online education services is rapidly changing thanks to this generation. And growing strongly. However, e-learning shouldn't be overestimated. Classroom teaching is growing in interest due to the wide availability in the network of countless tutorials. Classroom training, then, should be well-chosen, interactive, and include a balanced mix of media. In short, it should have a clear added value compared to online choices. Enthusiastically, Anna shares her experiences of younger trainees with her colleague Nina. Nina conducts team development training for managers at the same company. But Nina's experiences have been completely different, which Anna finds surprising. Does the older generation really expect such a completely different kind of training?